Welcome to IRG's Sports Injury Update. I'm with Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of IRG Physical and Hand Therapy, and our guest, Dr. Dane Mickelson, orthopedic surgeon with Proliance in Bellevue.
Dr. Mickelson, welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Hey, we're going to talk about infrapatella tendonitis. What is it?
Well, it's pretty common this year. It's also known as a jumper's knee, and it's something that can be problematic to everyday athletes as well as professional athletes. And it's usually chronic in nature. It's slow to happen, and it's a problem with the patellar tendon. That's the part that connects your kneecap down to your shin bone and can get irritated with chronic overuse.
Signs and symptoms?
Typically slow in onset, problematic with activity, better with rest, and usually pretty point tender.
And it occurs a lot when people are loading that lower extremity.
Yeah, continual loading of that extensor mechanism can cause degeneration of the tendon that can lead to their symptoms.
And what kind of diagnostic testing would you do to identify it?
Pretty limited. We'll usually get x-rays to start to see that there's not any other abnormalities or stress fracture or anything else abnormal on x-ray, but they're typically normal. Sometimes you have to go to an ultrasound or an MRI to identify the part of the tendon that is degenerative.
What about treatment and outcomes?
Over 85-90% of people do very well. The majority with non-operative measures, that being activity modification, rest, anti-inflammatory, and a good course of physical therapy. Some have to go a step beyond that to more invasive measures, which we can do with a needle, sometimes injections of things like PRP or some ultrasound interventions. Very rarely do we have to go in and actually surgically debride the part of the tendon and remove it.
Return to play usually about 6 to 8 weeks?
Depending on how severe it is, they can get back quicker than that, or sometimes a little over a month to two. If it's a surgical intervention, that's usually a little longer, more 3 to 4 months.
If you'd like more information on infrapatellar tendonitis, you can contact Dr. Mickelson at POSM.com.
With over 40 locations, IRG Physical and Hand Therapy is Washington's largest physical and hand therapy provider. Let IRG be your family's physical therapist. Find your neighborhood IRG clinic. Go to irgpt.com. That's irgpt.com.